Welcome to another crazy episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Kahn. Not so crazy. I'm going to be kind of kicked back today, actually. And I'm very excited because I'm part two of today's show, side two of the Hangover at 11. La-di-da. La-la. I think I'm just going to sing along with this song. No, I don't think so. Anyways, part two of the show, a band known as Yard Sale. Yes, you've heard them on this show before. Three lovely women from Oakland, California, who a lot of people consider to be the Bay Area's best band. They will be calling in, and we will have the worldwide debut of the new Yard Sale CD. Yes. We'll be debuting the new Yard Sale CD at 11 o'clock. First hour of the show, I'm just going to move around, play you some things that I haven't played in a while, and kind of wrestle with the headphones here. So I hope you are still in town and not out at that dirt fest that they're having. And I just lost my headphones. Oh, well. So sit back, have a nice cup of motor oil, and listen to the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Bye.
right. I'm taking a poll. How many people out in the audience think I should do a weather report every 15 minutes? Should I do a weather report or not? Give me a call, 346-0645.
So bad this morning, oh, but I won't be feeling bad too long. I'm headed for Hangover Tavern. My head is heavy, my spirit is kind of low, and every time I feel this way to Hangover Tavern I go. Well, this spot I'm talking about, the shades are pulled down to keep the sunshine out. The beer is cold in a frosty cup. The good bartender cheers you up, saying, hey, Lordy me, if you feel bad this morning, then watch your blues just fade away at Hangover Tavern today.
No, really, seriously, I am serious about this. I need your opinion. Give me a call, 346-0645. Should I do the weather every 15 minutes? Yes or no. Should I do a weather report every 15 minutes here on The Hangover? Yes or no, 346-0645. I need your opinion.
You're going out again tonight, and you'll end up getting tight. Then when your money's gone, you'll come crawling home to me. You'll think you're quiet as a mouse as you come stumbling through the house and find a note with these parting words from me. Tomorrow's sun comes up, you'll be sicker than a pup, and your bloodshot eyes will look around for me. But you'll find yourself alone, like the many nights I've known, with only lonely walls for company.
Bye.
All right, so far the calls are coming in. 2-1, yes, everybody likes weather reports. Hold on. Hold on a second. So what do you say, you want weather or no? Thank you, Lloyd. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, that just changed things a little bit. Looks like we're running... hold on a second. Weather report, yes or no? Do you want me to do the weather? Hey, Mandy, where are you? Pardon me, the calls are flying furious and fast. Weather report, yes or no? Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. All right, now we got a tie. We got a tie going here. Okay, so the incredible DJ Mandy, who works here at the station, she does like this international show, and it's every Tuesday at noon. She wants to know what's the weather right now over at Fern Ridge Lake. Now, I got a call from Junction City. They say the sun is coming out in Junction City. But right now, we've got 4-3. So it looks like you guys want the Reverend Mark Time to do the weather. So, you know, if you want me to do the weather, I'll do it every 15 minutes, a lot like these other stations. If you still want to weigh in on whether or not I could do a weather report here on The Hangover, give me a call, 346-0645. We're listening to the Young Holt Unlimited Band. I think they did that song called The Horse. They're doing Good Vibrations. And before that, oh, hold on.
Treat us so mean, I don't deserve what I have, and I think that you'll forget.
So the votes are in, folks. And it turns out things have flipped. They don't want weather here on KWVA. They don't want me to do the weather. Oh, hold on a second.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty world. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Baby, 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 baby Second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year? Whoa! Ooh!
Yeah, as we listen to The Ventures play The Carpenters, let's do some back announcing, catch you up on what we heard. That was the great Richard Cheese on tour, Hot for Teacher, the Van Halen song. Before that, the Johnny Favorite Swing Orchestra with Black Dog, Holly Yarlborough, Won't You Be My Neighbor? We also heard the Beach Boys, She Knows Me Too Well. I just wanted to hear some Brian. Young Holt Unlimited, Good Vibrations, Gene Shepherd, Many Happy Hangovers, Hank Thompson Hangover Cavern, and Diana Ross Love Hangover. And thank you, Marty, for pointing out that we're 30 years out from the day that Steve Dahl burned all those records in that baseball field in Chicago. Thank you, Marty, for helping the Reverend Mark Time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover celebrate the death of disco. Weather for the general Eugene area is cloudy today, clearing up in the afternoon with the highs in the 60s. Tonight, highs in the 50s, and maybe an occasional shower. Tomorrow and Tuesday, gradual clearing leading to more summer-like weather.
Pictures of Lily help me feel alright. pictures of Lily. Lily, oh Lily. Lily, oh Lily. Pictures of Lily. So fine, I fell in love with Lily. I asked my dad what Lily I could find. He said, son, now don't be silly. She'd been dancing 90-29. Oh, how I cried that night. If only I'd been falling in this time, it would have been alright.
Remember that song, Hot Butter, you know? You'd play it while you were, like, popping popcorn. Hot Butter plays popcorn. That song, Popcorn, yeah, the name of the group is Hot Butter, playing popcorn, sorry. And this is their version of Pipeline, yeah. I kind of lost track here what I was up to. Oh, before that, The Who, Pictures of Lily, my favorite song about doing yourself. And the Rolling Stones, instrumental version of Yesterday's Paper, and that's from the Rolling Stones Black Box. Yeah, okay, so what is it about the weather? Why do people insist on getting weather reports, especially from guys like me on the radio? Don't you think it's more important stuff to talk about, like the music, or maybe not even talk? You know, why should I get on every 15 minutes and say, the weather in the Cascade Mountains today is going to be... I mean, come on, you could just, like, look at your cell phone and find that stuff. Or you could just go to your computer or go out the door and hold your hand out and see if it's raining. Hello? You know? I mean, I am so anti-weather, all right? And I'm kind of glad that a slim majority of my audience is at as well. Because there's other radio stations that get on and give you the weather every 15 minutes. Is this really necessary? How about traffic? Have you ever heard a traffic report in the Eugene area? Yeah, at 5 o'clock, the Beltline's all screwed up. Other than that, there's no traffic in the Eugene area. Give me a break. Anyways, boy, I'm having a fun morning because at 11 o'clock, Yard Sale, my favorite band from the Bay Area, is in town. But before we get into Yard Sale, I've got a record here by the guy from the Church of Satan, a guy named Anton LaVey.
Well, down on the South Sea Islands, underneath the beauty of the stars, I strayed upon some maidens who were strumming on their guitars. A hula maid was dancing, and I knew I'd found my paradise. So this is what I told her. As I gazed into her eyes, Honolulu, baby, where'd you get those eyes? And the dark complexion, I defied a lie. Honolulu, baby, where did you get that smile? And the pretty red lips, and the sunny smile. When you start to dance, your hula hips and trance, then you shake it up and down. You shake a little here, you shake a little there, you got the boys going to town, Honolulu, baby. You sure know your stuff, Honolulu, baby. Gonna call your bluff.
Yourself this morning.
Well, I just rolled back the sheets and there I was.
When Mr. Slater's parrot says
hello,
and Geezer likes to get one on the go, we hope to hear him swear, we love to hear him squeak, we like to see him biting fingers in his horny beak. Sometimes he wants to whistle through his nose while speaking of the peanut with his toes. If Johnny Morris had him on his show, you'd hear the Fuhrer's favorite say,
hello!
Thank you.
Yeah, dedicated to you, DJ Mandy, back in the USA, or back in the USSR, as this record by Orbit 3 accentuates. This is beautiful. It's like one of the worst things I ever heard. On Beverly Hills Records, number 38. I love it. Before that, the incredible version of Whim Away by I'm a Sumac, Bonzo Dogman, Mr. Slater's Parrot, and Anton LaVey, Honolulu Baby, which my friend Gary was wondering if anybody's heard the super session between Anton LaVey from the Church of Satan and Brian Wilson's dad, Murray Wilson. Anybody heard it? Man, they're having quite a jam session in heaven right now. You got Michael Jackson up there. You got a Drake Levin from Paul Revere and the Raiders. You have all these like newly arrived people. You even have Ed McMahon doing like, you know, the emceeing and stuff. And it's just incredible. Oh, and Sky Saxon up there too. I'll tell you, Farrah Fawcett, all these great dead people are up in heaven. I can't wait to get to rock and roll heaven. I really can. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, Reverend Mark time in rock and roll heaven. It's going to be so enjoyable. But anyhow, speaking of rock and roll, we got Yard Sale coming up, so I got to switch into country. There's this guy that walks around town. His name is the Sheriff. He walks around Eugene. Did you ever see him down at the Museum of Fine Art? It's really great. He comes in, he's the Sheriff, and he's got like cowboy hat with a star, and he like, I think he has a fake gun. And well, he's a little slow, you know. But he says, you know, my mom likes country, but I like rock and roll. Yeah.
Smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling parade from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo.
About a pal of mine worked down near the Georgia line, a DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear. He played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late. Mom would always sit and wait, see if he hadn't made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep, driving fast in that old heat, and that he had to be at work by five. DJ, the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roll, overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive, the sign station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. Knew that he had made it there all right. And then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe for he was there. She'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morning, all the tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast as time. DJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she did not know. DJ had never been this late before. But with the road so bad and hard, she'd wait a while before she called. Then she heard the knock upon the door. DJ, the DJ, only 24. A wreck at 90 miles an hour, he's been the hits no more.
guess what you have to do now, boys and girls?
Time to turn over the record. Time to turn over the record.